WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
We're back on our Thursday edition of The Opening Bell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Our next guest has overseen a $300 million transformation of Navy Pier, Chicago's top tourist attraction, which drew more than 9 million visitors in 2016 into 2017. Marilyn Gardner is the CEO of and president of Navy Pier, and we're happy to have her on this morning with us. Marilyn, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
Congratulations on all of the success at Navy Pier, first of all.
Well, thank you, but as you may know, it's just really beginning.
Yeah, it is, and we want to talk a little bit about that this morning, but I want to set the stage, just set the table a little bit for our listeners. Talk to us about this transformation, what's been going on at Navy Pier, and why you say it's just the beginning.
Well, Steve, we began our redevelopment officially in 2014 with construction and renovation of the public realm, which we call Pierscape. We also reinvigorated the food offerings. Our new food experience is much more reflective of the diversity of Chicago. And we embarked on a plan that we think was bold, but infused new life and really took advantage of the unique space that Chicago fills in the city, and went back to the pier's roots as the people's pier. And the transformation has been about bringing the pier to life as a space that's truly reflective of Chicago.
We would see if we were there, if anybody visited recently, it feels more open. Of course, the Ferris wheel, if you just drive by it, you can tell it's been refurbished. But is it that you're trying to do, is sort of open it up and have more of an historic feel to it?
That, and also take advantage of the unique space. You know, the pier has such a unique vantage point where, you know, the phenomenal vistas of the lakefront, the city skyline, all of those spaces come together at Navy Pier, and there's really no space that has that opportunity to showcase those views, open them up, make them accessible. But then not only that, not only the physical redevelopment, but the bringing those spaces to life with programs that are reflective of what's truly best in Chicago. And when I talk about programs, I don't only mean, you know, the cultural experiences, but also the dining, the retail that happens at the pier. And now you'll see that those experiences are reflective of the city. We actually went into the neighborhoods and found dining and retail experiences that can only be found in Chicago.
The on-site business that happens at Navy Pier every day is pretty stunning, and I don't think most people have any sense of it, but 70 on-site businesses, 5 nonprofits, 3,000 people work on Navy Pier every day. That's a big impact. That's a lot of work happening there.
Right. So that 3,000, that's the number collectively employed among those 70 businesses that operate on a daily basis at Navy Pier. So really it is, you know, a city in itself or a neighborhood in itself. And the pier has become, you know, not only a great civic space, but a resource for the community and a space where, you know, great commerce happens on a daily basis.
Well, this is Women's History Month, and the transformation at Navy Pier has opened up quite a few new and interesting opportunities for women-owned business especially. Talk to us a little bit about the drive you're making in that area.
Well, we've made a very concerted effort to ensure that, again, that the businesses are reflective of Chicago's great diversity. And of those 70 businesses that we were talking about, 26% are minority-owned and 37% are women-owned businesses. And that's been important in our transformation. You know, we have a responsibility to Chicagoans. We're stewarding the People's Pier into its second century, and it was important to us to ensure that we're creating opportunity for locals, and that it's a place that locals can be proud of and embrace.
The numbers, I'm guessing you would want them to be a little bit better. Are you actively still recruiting more women-owned businesses, more minority-owned businesses as well for Navy Pier?
Absolutely. As we move forward, we'll continue to make that a priority. Fortunately, we're fully leased at this juncture, but as we explore opportunities, also with contractors throughout the pier, that continues to be important. We have goals of 26 and 6, and we continue to exceed those, and that's not good enough. We have plenty of room for improvement and continue to strive to do better and better and make opportunities available.
The gauging of success, I'm guessing, is difficult. Is it at the end of the year the economic impact number that you look at? Is it the number of smiling faces that have passed through Navy Pier? How do you gauge success for the pier?
Like you said, it's difficult, but there are several factors. Obviously, the attendance numbers, as well as the revenues, the profit margins in particular, but, you know, it is those smiling faces. It's the shift in perception that we've been driving in recent years that, you know, is really the most rewarding of everything, and that Chicagoans are rediscovering Navy Pier, learning and figuring out that there's a new Navy Pier. This isn't the Navy Pier we grew up with. This is a pier that's much more reflective of our great city, and it, you know, is truly the people's pier. It's a resource for our community, and as people are discovering that and embracing the pier as their own, that's where we gauge our success. It's the shift in perception, the excitement, enthusiasm, not only for the beautiful, more open, bolder, more contemporary spaces along the pier, but the dynamic programming that's reflective also of the city that people are embracing and coming back to enjoy again and again. That's success.
There are a couple of reports out that have been circulating that the public has a chance to see now. One is an economic impact study by the University of Illinois Regional Economic Applications Laboratory, and there's also a Navy Pier impact report. Any surprises from either of those reports?
I think what the public would be most surprised about is the number of partners that have joined us in making this transition possible. As a mission-driven nonprofit, we have engaged hundreds of philanthropic and corporate partners who have taken ownership in helping advance the vision and mission of the pier. And when I said earlier that it's really just begun, that's one of the things I was talking about. We have more work to do. We have grand plans for continuing to transform the Crystal Garden, Pier Park, the Far East End Plaza of the pier, again, to ensure that the pier continues to be the people's pier. And it's been exciting and truly rewarding to see so many coming on board to help support the mission and vision moving forward. And again, lots of work to come, lots of exciting things on the horizon, and we're thrilled with the response and the enthusiasm and support that we've received to date, and we know we'll continue to thrive in that area.
Well, Marilyn, all the best to you and everyone at Navy Pier, and we'll be watching with excitement to see Navy Pier move forward.
Well, thank you, Steve. We look forward to welcoming all in the coming months.
All right, Marilyn Gardner, President and CEO of Navy Pier.